I'd like to discuss a little bit about Malchus, the bracha that we only say at Rosh Hashanah Musaf. What are we trying to achieve as we say it? What's going on in Musaf in general? We're talking in the Sana Tokyo from Malachim, Chafizim, Chilaradi, Echazim, Vayomri, Hine Yom Adin, the Malachim and Shammai and the angels are shaking and quivering because it's the Day of Judgment. Why are the angels shaking? It's not like the angels have ever done anything wrong. It's not like the Malachim have ever done Chatoim, they've ever sinned. What's the Pachad? What's the fear of the Yom Hadin? Such that angels that have no free choice are quaking. It evidently isn't as simple as just a court case. So in the Chassidus Svarim, they explain that the Yom Hadin is not as much about the individual, it's rather about the Bria, all of creation as a whole. What does that mean? On Rosh Hashanah, we go back to the first Rosh Hashanah in time, where Hashem's kingship was established through Adam HaRishon. The first human being had awareness of God, listened to Him, or attempted to. That was the point in time that we get back to every single Rosh Hashanah, where we hit that reset button. There's a renewal of the kingship, and therefore Hashem looks at the entire world. He wants to see who's playing a part in making me king. Everything in the world, everything in the universe has a purpose. If it lives up to its purpose, it's in. If it does not, it's not. And therefore, it's not just that we human beings are in the dark. It's that the entire Bria, the entire cosmos, has a question mark hanging over it. And therefore, of course, the Malachim are shaking too. What's going to be this year? Will Hashem's kingship be renewed? Will it not? The Chassid Shesvarim, Divrei Chaim, says, on Rosh Hashanah, everything goes back to its root. Hashem's looking to see if the world is worthy of carrying on, dependent on our actions. Well, the Sefer Arameah says that it's going back to that first point in time that Hashem is renewing everything. And therefore, that's what we say. You remember everything. You remember everything that's happening. Nothing's ever forgotten. Hashem sitting on the seat of judgment and seeing everything and knowing everything is with one goal in mind. For Him to be king over the universe. And therefore, that is the primary bracha. We proclaim Him king. We as agents of free will. Imru lefanei malchus. It's not just enough to say it. It's kadei shetam nechani aleichem. To internalize the message that the world has a creator and we have responsibilities to that creator. We have a role to play in making Hashem's presence manifest in the world. Kadei shetam nechani aleichem. And therefore, when Hashem sits in judgment and there's a question mark over the entirety of the Bria, the angels are shaking because they want to know what we're going to do. Are we going to not only just say it, are we going to feel it, are we going to do it? Are we going to live with the reality of Malchus Shamayim? Rosh Hashanah sets the tone for the rest of the year. It is not something that stands alone. And therefore, Malchus Shamayim, Kvod Shamayim, Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's Malchus, stands at the heart of absolutely everything.